Oh, hey!
Hey!
Hello!
I'm Sierra.
I'm Madison.
And I'm Kaylee, and we're going to tell you all you need to know on mental movies.
What's up? I'm Sierra. So you see, the SpongeBob movie is very mental. Here are some examples. They have a car that is a hamburger, and right at the beginning of the movie, the back of SpongeBob pants flip out. So yes, you can see his butt. Not so nice at all. What's some more stuff? When Patrick falls in love with the cutest girl in town. So now, do you see what I mean? Good. Now sure, I love this movie. It is so funny. Some more movies may be mental, but they sure are funny. So I hope now you see what I mean by this movie being mental.
I'm Madison, and I saw Napoleon Dynamite last summer. It's the stupidest movie I will probably ever see. The whole movie has absolutely no point. I had a hard time watching it because it was so stupid. Some movies are a stupid kind of funny, but this movie is so stupid, it isn't funny. I mean, what was the point to them running for the president? Napoleon can't even sing or dance, so what was the point to doing whatever he was doing to help his friend become president? Why did they sell Tupperware dishes? What's the point? I want someone to please explain this to me.
My name is Kaylee. Well, my movie is The Benchwarmers. It is hilarious, but it is kind of mental. Some of the mental things about it are when the guy got hit in the head with the bat, and that Howie was afraid of the sun. Also, how Howie thought the pea was apple juice. Howie also got farted on. It was called beef stew. And one more thing. He scared off the Girl Scouts selling cookies. There are a lot more things that are mental about this movie, but it is still hilarious. Funny, funny. So now you see why this movie is so mental.
And that's all. You need to know
mental movies.
Cut.